Blog Talk Radio.
Send best salam, Shabbat Shalom. Here. Friday Eve, the eve of the Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.
Send best salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for days of rest inside your home.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat. In the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim, banatan lanu et Yehoshua, mishianu ur ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay, yay.
Shabbat Shalom. Send us along. Time to light the light. Set the flame.
Bye.
school of the bell song in the western African to catch a bomb of the conga drum, ringing out the comments of their people. Come, from the pan in your reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Samayin bekoakibit shalame. Kohulum yilik sahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shalame. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Stars, 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 stars.
My God!
His foundation is in the wall of mountain.
My God! It's full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. In them, there's a tabernacle set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. At lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Menenai. I.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 this is the Shabbat day.
Shabbat.
everything blessed. Me back and pull the scriptures out. Family reading what it's all about. Giving full attention to the Most High of creation. He hallowed it and made it a holy day. Separation. Destructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day. Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne. From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from work. Just as it was from in the first, why should I divert? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Oh,
Shema, 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 Shema Israel. Yes, I, Shema Israel, right there, the Ugandan Yehudi, Yehudim, Ugandan Jews, the Black Jews of Uganda, the Abba Yudaya right there, community singing the Shema, Shema Israel in the Hebrew right there. Got to chop that part out right there where he went through the verses in Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning with verse 4. Hear, O Israel, in the Hebrew.
Hear, O Israel, 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 Israel.
Shema Yisrael,
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 Yisrael.
The Lord our God, 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 God.
Adonai Eloheinu, 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 Eloheinu.
Is one Lord, 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 Lord.
Adonai Echad,
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 Adonai Echad.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might, might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates,
my gates, my gates, my gates, my gates. My gates, my gates, my gates, my gates.
And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. Upon the earth, 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 upon the earth. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God, O 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 God.
Yes, 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 the tefillah right there for the evening service, beginning off with Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 9, that section. It was also in the Abba Yudaya Yehudim, the Shema right there. We went through it in the Ivrit, in the Hebrew, and we need to reason and just go into a little bit of a more expanded reason on the importance of the Hear, O Israel, the Shema Yisrael.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God. The Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Baruch haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
ata Adonai. Baruch Rabba Yerushalayim. Baruch Atta Adonai.
Rastafari.
Adonai.
Just
Adonai.
Just Rastafari.
So I'm speaking about the Shema. Now just a note for getting into a little more detail. I think the 515 is 515-602-9761. Someone try that number, like, and maybe hit me up and see if that number is working. Some of the co-laborers saying that that number might not be. It's on the blog talk calling into the radio, to see whether that number is working. I want to go into a little more detail here on the Friday, the evening service of the Shabbat on the Shema, because even when we go to the Midrash, the reasonings and the Psalms and some of the ancient Yehudi and Judaic teachings, and, you know, it mentions the Shema. The Shema is often mentioned, and even today, you know, we and many of the other Israelites of the different camps, you know, also refer to the Shema or Shama, Yasher Allah, depends on how they might choose to enunciate the Lashon Kadash, you know, Kadash, the holy language. But yes. Give me one moment, brothers and sisters. We just want to check this out, see if we have to give an update at this particular moment right here. Here from the Yehudi of Ethiopia. Yes. Just a podcast note. Yeah, the 515-602-9761 Metro PCS T-Mobile. I think the T-Mobile Collective. They charge 1 cent per minute if you're calling in from one of those particular services into the podcast or into any other of the blog talks based on what we've been able to find. There's a T-Mobile Metro PCS. Yes, we're going to go to that. Thank you. One's reminding me to remind the eye that was on my notes. To remind one's a Google voice number. If you want to call into this podcast or any other podcast that might utilize the blog talk or other services that charge on certain phone services a penny per minute, Google voice. Voice. Check out the Google Voice. Get a Google Voice number. You can utilize that for many usages, you know, hopefully upright. So here, just a kind of an update on that. Give thanks. So here, just a little brief word right here on the Shema. The Shema, speaking of the Shema, Yisrael. Most modern and modern Hebrew, they'll say Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Though the scripture says Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. And bringing out the translation into a basic, as accurate as possible in the Frankenstein language of English, you know, here, pay attention, obey, Shema Yisrael, O Israel. Man who wrestles with the Almighty, the power and prevails, Yasha El, the upright of El, Yisrael, right? Depends on the particular enunciation. Some interesting meanings can be brought out. The man who sees the power of the Almighty. But the standard is based on the Torah, where we have the patriarch Yaakov wrestling, you know, with HaMalach, with the angel. You know, and says a prince who prevails, you know, with the El, you know, Sar, from Sarar, to prevail, and also Sar, to be a prince. So hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, Yahweh Eloheinu, our Elohim, our El, Hail, our power, Almighty One, Yahweh, he who be who he be, Echad is one. Is the one, to bring out that sense. So we have the Shema, and it's a Berkot. Berkot is to say, in simple translation, blessings, right? But then there's a reasoning about this word bless, you know what I mean, from a couple of interesting perspectives. To bring out more of the sense, it's a blessing is a word sound, like a word sound, an invocation of prosperity and increase, Right, that's the basic sense. When we boil it down in the African Shemitic or the Afro-Shemitic languages, it comes down to that sense. Without getting into the further etymology, Hebraically, and also in the Gutas and Amharic, getting to the roots right there. Right, but here we have Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Right, Shema, a command, not Shama. Somebody say Shama. You say Shama Yisrael. It's to say that Israel heard, or Israel in the sense obeyed, because the word to hear and to obey is very much wrapped up. So in some cases, it might say to obey and, you know, imply obedience, and the word is Shema, or the standard to hear, but to like hear attentively, to hear with the intent of, like when we say, you feel me, you're talking to somebody, say, you feel me, do you really hear what I'm saying, and you agree, and, you know, if it's something to do, you will do, right? Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel, or obey, O Israel. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh, he who be who he be, Eloheinu, our Elohim, Yahweh Echad. Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, KJV, and other standard English Bibles, they place their tetragrammaton, the Lord. The L-O-R-D is, they say, our God, the Lord is one. Now, the Shema is not a tefillah. A tefillah in the Hebrew is prayer. But even the study of that word brings out a deeper sense than the word pray and prayer from the English transliterations and the English languages. So language is very, very important. Remember, it was one of the first, is that main gift at Pentecost to bring about unity among the diaspora, you know, of Yehudim, even there in Acts of the Apostles. But the Shema is not a tefillah. It's not a prayer in the ordinary sense of the word prayer and the Hebrew word tefillah. But for thousands of years, it has been an integral part of the tefillah, or the prayer service. So the audible that we shared there, a little bit of Hebrew and Alexander Scorby reading the English, it contains the first part of the Shema, namely Deuteronomy chapter 6, the key verse, verse 4, and then the paragraph, the article that comes after it, verses 5 to 9. So the Shema is not a prayer in the ordinary sense of the word, but for thousands of years, it has been a central part of the tefillah, the prayer service, or some refer to it as the Amidah. The Amidah, the standing. We come into the courts, right, to stand in his presence, namely before the holy place, before the Ark of the Covenant. And there is a link there from Ethiopia's the Highland Testimony, right, from Solomon, Sheba, and them times, this connection with Ethiopian Christianity, Christina, right, and what they call Ark worship. Right, that what they call Ark worship is just a reflection of what the ancient Hebrews did, and even in modern Judaism, symbolically, they do this very same thing. So to stand in God's presence or the Lord's presence is taken to be where his name, where his covenant is, and the main symbol or object is the Ark of the Covenant, right? The Shema is a declaration of faith. The Shema Yisrael is a declaration of faith, pledge of allegiance to Yahuwah Echad, to he who be, who he be, the one. And it's also used as an affirmation, right, of the Yehudi faith and even in modern Judaism. It is the first, for lack of a better word, prayer. It's the first, quote, prayer, end quote, that the children, right, lejoch, lejoch, the banim, banim, are taught to say. It is the last utterance of martyrs. It's the last utterance of martyrs, those who are bearing witness to the truth, right, to the Hebrew truth, we can say, and are slain, right? It is the last utterance of martyrs. So in other words, if one kind of knows that they are going to pass away, usually it's the last word that they would try to, you know, that's the word there that they would try to say, the Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, right, to the last breath. It is said on arising in the Shacharit, in the dawning, called the morning, right, and on going to sleep or to rest, right, in the Laila, the Lilo, the nights. It is said when one is praising Hashem, the name, Hailahim, the Elohim, and when one is beseeching, right, or begging or entreating him. The faithful Yehudi, Judahite, says it even when questioning. Even if one is in a reasoning, a prayer, meditation, is questioning the Almighty Power, the Shema also is said. Right, the Shema is said when our lives are full of hope, expectation for good, for peace, for prosperity, and it's said when all hope, all good expectation is gone, and the end is near. Whether in moments of joy or despair, in thankfulness or in resignation, it is the expression of the ancient Yehudi Judahite conviction, the historic proclamation of the Yehudim, of the Judahites' central creed. Now, what's interesting, even in the Gospels, when the young man came to Yeshua, Rabbeinu, and asked him what he asked him, right? Yeshua's response actually was from the full of the Shema. Right? And one may ask, well, why did he go there? Because that's a central word. You know, since it was a fellow Yehudi, fellow Yid Yedim that was asking him something, he went there and they went into the discourse. You know, he says to love he who be, who he be with all of your, you know, your soul, your might. And then furthermore, Yeshua said mind, right, with your mind, to sum up what the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew was pointing to. Now, the obligation, right, one, according to a really righteous, some might say religious, would say a really righteous view, there's an obligation, right, to recite the Shema is independent of the obligation to pray. In other words, the idea that there's an obligation to recite the Hail Israel, because the Hail Israel is not really speaking to someone else, but is acknowledging that this was spoken to I and I. When Israel is spoken to there, it's spoken to as a singularity, is spoken to as a corporate oneness. In other words, all of Israel is spoken to as like one man. So even in the New Testament, Brit Chadasha sense, where it speaks about that we are all members of the body, Well, Rabbi Shaul, he says those things because he was familiar with it, even from the roots of the Shema. So there's an obligation to recite the Shema that is independent of the obligation to one to may say pray or to pray and to praise. You know, it is spelled out in the ensuing verse, the verses that come after Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, where it says, "And these words that I command you this day," it says, "talk of them," to talk of them, to reason on them, "when you lie down, when you lay down, and when you rise up." This was interpreted by many of the ancients, and even if we would reason, we might come to the interpretation that this means at night and in the dawning and in the rising, according to Berakot 1 and 3. In addition to its prescribed, or it says prescribed, what is written, according to what is written, recitation as part of the dawning, the early morning service, the Shaharit, and the Ereb, the evening service, the importance of the Shema, the command to hear, the command to obey, is emphasized by the reappearance of the verse throughout other parts of the Abodah. The Abodah, for lack of a better word, it would be the service, as it speaks about the service of the Levites, the Kohanim and the Levites, and what the service of the Levites would be in Leviticus, and what the rank and file Israelite service. This whole service is the Abodah, Hebraically, and this is what we're speaking of. We find the Shema in the early dawning Berkot, in the early morning prayers and blessings, right, and blessings on Shabbat and festivals and feast days, right? So we have the Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath, and the feast days, which also are types of Sabbaths, or Hebraically Shabbaton. It is said in the Kedusha, in the Kedusha of the Musaf Amidah, right? And when the Torah is taken out of the Ark. So Judaically, when we look at what the Ethiopians and the Ethiopian church from history and even in some modern ways continues to do, and we look at their claims, right, concerning, you know, 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes in the time of Solomon and the Queen of the South, and then this practice, how can we not see the ancient connection? But it is said in the Kedusha, as we said, of the Musaf, the additional Amidah, right, service or standing prayer. And when the Torah, the scrolls of HaTorah, right, are taken out of the Aron, out of Aaron. The Aaron, Hebraically, is the Ark. In the Ethiopic, is referred to as the Tabot. On Rosh Hashanah, right, on the Day of the Trumpets, it is part of the Musaf Amidah, the kind of concluding part of the standing prayer. And on Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, it marks the conclusion of the day. It climaxes the seventh and the last circling. There's a circling of like the altar, the bima, right, during the Hoshana prayers on Hoshana Rabbah. That's a great day. Connects also with Yeshua, you know, and concerning what occurred with, you know, the donkey ride to Jerusalem, what they said and the season. All of it in the New Testament, the context is the Old Testament, Hebraically, Judaically speaking. It is said as part of a bedtime prayer and as part of the deathbed confessional. Now, in view of one Rebbe, one named Yehuda HaNasi, Judah the president, or Judah the prince, compiler of the Mishnah, that the Torah enjoins us to recite only this one verse. So some would reason on the section we have in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to verse 9. There's verse 4, the main part of the Shema, and then there is the ensuing verses, verses 5 to 9. Well, one leader of the great assembly, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, right, who is alleged to be one of the compilers of the Mishnah, the studies, like the different views on Torah and scripture from different sages of different ages, he says that the Torah, the actual writing, the Torah, five books, the Torah, it enjoins us to recite only this one verse. Some say it's only one verse. Others say, no, it's the full of that particular section. Others, however, were of the opinion that HaTorah, the direction, instructions, obligation, encompasses much more than just the Shema, that one Shema verse, Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Yet they differ. So some differ, even as some today might differ. Some of Yehudi Israelites might differ even today, right, on how much more, right? Should we recite Deuteronomy 6 and 4, or should we recite 6 and 4 to verse 5, to verse 6, to verse 7, to verse 8, to 9, or should we recite the rest of the chapter? You know, so those sort of reasonings come up even today. Whatever the case may be that one might choose or do in their community, three passages are now said. There are three passages that now said in the Shacharit, in the dawning, called the morning and evenings, to fulfill the mitzvah called the mitzvah in modern Hebrew, or the mitzvah, right, of saying Shema. There's a command. It's clear when it says what it says. It's a command. So this is taken as a command. Shema, hear, O Israel. It's not saying, well, when you get a chance, you know, give this a listen. No, it's saying, hear, obey. Not if you like to know, be obedient, hear this. So the first passage, just going over this just briefly right here, a portion of this reasonment here, but since we speak in the audible, how's that audible go? The Shema Yisrael that we play sometimes, the full of it. Give me one moment just to share this. You know, it kind of asks a question. So this is part of the answer right here, here, here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
As I listen, I say, Yisroel, as though it is the man who sees God, you know, but Yisrael. So there it says, why is it so important? So this is part of the answer right here, 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 or reasoning towards one finding the truth for themselves. The first passage is a continuation, right, of the Shema verse, the first passage. It is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 to 9. After verse 4, the main part of the Shema Yisrael, then we have verses 5 to 9, and it begins with the word, we'ahabta, in the Afro-Shemitic pointing, right? So I sometimes go through two so-called pointings, right, or two ways it's enunciated. Modern Hebrew, they'll say ve'ahavta, ve'ahavta, ve'ahavta. But when we read it from an African Shemitic, Afro-Shemitic, even an Ethiopic point of view, it is more ve'ahavta, as ahaba is love and to love. Ve'ahavta, ve'ahavta, speaking to a singular male, and you, male, shall love. See, this is speaking to all of Israel as one man, as one corporate body. So in the Hebrew, literally, it is a singular sense. But in the narrative, you can see clearly it is speaking to all of Yisrael as one man, one corporate body. Ve'ahavta, you shall love, the eye shall love, ve'ahavta. Ahabta, and you shall love. The second passage is from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21, the full of the Shema, right, and begins with the word v'haya, v'haya, or v'haya, v'haya. What does v'haya mean? It shall be, or like he shall be, or it shall be, right? V'haya. V'haya, and it shall be, like it shall come to pass, it shall be, it shall become, it shall happen, right? The third passage is from Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. That's what you heard a little earlier with Scorby, right? And it begins with the words, Vayomer Adonai, modern Hebrew, Vayomer Adonai, more ancient pointing, as the ancient Hebrew would be pointed, you know, Vayomer. Vayomer, right? Vayomer, or Yomer, Y-Yomer, Y-N-Yomer. And he said, Yahuwah, he who be who he be. So Y-Yomer, Yahuwah, according to what is written. And Jehovah and he who be who he be spoke. Y-Yomer Adonai is how it's said nowadays, Judaically speaking. The reading of all three passages in this order, right, is called the Kiryat Shema, is the reading of the Shema, right? The Kiryat Shema, the reading of the Shema. Now, among some Yehudis, Jews of today, for example, the Ashkenazic pronunciation, according to Ashkenazic, the Eastern European Jews, they would pronounce it as Kiryas Shema. It's almost like in their mother tongue, they have a lisp because the final T, like we say Shabbat, right? They'll say Shabbas. So it's like an S replaced the T. That's one of the things we notice. Now, in colloquial Yiddish, and now Yiddish is different than the Hebrew, than even the Hebrew of the modern Ashkenazi, but sometimes they slip in a little bit of this Germanic thing called Yiddish. The two Hebrew words are frequently, they run together. So because some of them have a strong Eastern European and even Germanic influence from their mother tongue, right, they would pronounce it somewhat corrupted as Krishma. So the Kiryas Shema, they would pronounce it sound like Krishma, right? Krishma. But more properly, proper Hebrew, Afro-Shemitic Hebrew, Kiryat Shema. So the Shema was once read as part of the ancient Hekal. The Hekal is the word for temple, like the temple of Solomon and the temple of Herod, the later temple that was destroyed in 70 AD. The ancient temple service, all three paragraphs were then recited aloud by HaKohanim, by the priest, the Kohanim, following the daily Shacharit offering, the morning offering that we're reading of, even as we go through here in the season, Leviticus. Right, or the Sefer Vayikra, Tamid 5 and 1. The people assembled in the Hekal, in the temple courtyard, right, the temple courtyard, especially in the New Testament times, did not join in this reading. But on hearing the first sentence of the Shema, so how it was observed and recorded to be observed, even in the temple of Jerusalem, even going to the latter times of temple service, circa 70 AD, a very important time to many of we. It was when the priests said their part, right? When they recited their part, the response of the people, right, to hearing the first sentence, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, their response would be Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed, right? Afro-Shemitically pointed. Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed, which in the modern Hebrew sense would be something like Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed is the name of his glorious majesty forever and ever. Baruch Shem is the Shem, is the name, right? Kabod Malkuto, glorious Malkuto, can be translated as majesty. It also brings out the sense of like kingdom, Malkut, like the kingdom, the Malkut, Malkuto. His kingdom, of his glorious kingdom, his glorious government, his glorious majesty, Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed, forever to time indefinite, Le'olam to time indefinite, that's translated as forever, right? Va'ed or Wa'an-ed, Wa'ed, Wa'ad, Wa'ed, and going on. So the sense of forever in the Hebrew sense is like to time indefinite, and continuing and kind of going on. beyond even time and definite. It's like some time beyond the horizon. It's over the horizon, right? You can't see it, but it is, you know, there. This response is not a quotation actually of any biblical verse directly, though it bears some similarities to a verse in Psalm 72 and 19. To Psalm 72 and 19. And since we're going through this like this, right here on this Shabbat Eve, just to give us a better groundation, let's go to Psalm 79 and 19 for a moment and see how similar, since it's said that this is not a direct quote, but it bears a strong or some resemblance to 72 and 19. 72 and 19. And 72 and 19. Right, 72 and 19, a psalm that is ascribed to Solomon, just of some interest. It says right here, and blessed be his glorious name forever, and may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And then there's a verse that's not said, prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Right, kalu tefilot, kalu. Fulfilled, completed, kalu, fulfilled, completed, tefilot, the tefilas, the prayers of Dawid ben Yishai, the son of Yishai, the son of Jesse. So the verse that we have here, and blessed be his glorious name forever, U Baruch Shema Kabodo Le'olam. This is the verse, and they say this bears some similarities to what traditionally was said when the people in the courtyard would hear the Kohanim, right? Leading up to, it ended in 70 AD, but leading up to that time, right? The final time that this was witnessed, right? When the priest would say, you know, for loud voice, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. The people would respond with one voice, Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. Blessed be the name, the Shem, of his glorious majesty, his glorious kingdom, his glorious government forever and ever. So this response was first used when the people, upon hearing the Tetragrammaton, so when the priests would say it, they would say, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah. Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. But when the people were saying, who were not priests, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. So the Tetragrammaton, when the people heard the Tetragrammaton, the Hashem, when they heard the Hashem said, and here on the Tetragrammaton, just a little note, because it often comes up, well, why sometimes it said Adonai, and why sometimes it said with the YH, Yahweh, some might say Yahweh, right, Yahweh, hey. The Tetragrammaton is the Hashem. Hashem, Hebraically, is the name of Elohe Yisrael, El Elohe Yisrael, the God or the power of Israel, the Elohim. Spelt out by four Hebrew letters, the Yah-ha-wah-ha, right, or the Yod-he-wah-he, right, or the Yud-he-vah-he, the four letters. This is what is said by tradition, that it was never pronounced as written except by the Kohanim or the Kohen Gadol, by the high priest, right, in the Hekal, or as we have it within the tabernacle. Usually the tradition goes that it was only said by, like, the high priest, right, on, like, the Day of Atonement when he went in before, right, the Ark of the Covenant, right, on that particular day to offer ashes, right, and he would proclaim it in that time. So in prayer, most Jews, Yehudi, as a deference, right, to not uttering the name in vain, would read it as Adonai, 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 which calls on, like, a mercy aspect, like when we say Lord of his mercy, a mercy aspect, but it's saying my sovereign, my master, my master, my boss, my sovereign. When not in prayer, when we are not in tefillah according to the tribe, the Judaic tribe, we would read it as Hashem. So if we just like reasoning, we would say Hashem instead of just saying the name, you know, because there is and was power in the name. So when not in prayer as Hashem, right, when in prayer as Adonai by most of the people and by the priests as Yahweh, or they would enunciate an aspect, you know, one of the threefold aspects of the name, uttered by the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, in the Heikal on Yom HaKippurim, on the Day of the Atonement. They would then prostrate themselves after the Shema. This is all on the Shema. After the Shema is said, they would worship. This is what it means by worship. Then they would worship. Worship, Shacha, is prostration, is bowing down. According to the Hebrew, directly, worship is prostration, right? There's prayer, there's praise, there's intercession, you know, and there's worship. People often among the Gentiles confuse these and say it's all the same thing. But it's after the Shema is said, and after these things would go on, at this point, the people would worship, right? And they would worship by prostrating themselves, saying, blessed is the name of his glorious majesty forever and ever. So as a response to the words of the high priest and the priest, the people upon prostration, right, bowing down, their face on the ground, Baruch Shem, Kabod Malkuto, Leolam Waed. Now the Hebrew response is simple, it's beautiful, it's moving. If one understands what is said, this became the response to all barakot, to all blessings, all invocation, word sound, invocations of peace, prosperity, increase that was recited by HaKohanim, by the priests in the Heikal, in the temple, including the priestly borake, the priestly blessing, that benediction. And it was used in lieu of or instead of the response of Amen, Amen, not Amen, but Amen. It was also the response to the declaration of the Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, hear, O Yisrael. This response was later transferred after the temple was destroyed and when dispersed communities continued to gather, right, as a congregation, a kahal, a called out assembly, a kahilah, which in the translations is often called church, but coming from the Greek is synagoga. Synagoga means like a gathering together. So later this was transferred to the gatherings of the Yehudim as a standard part of Hashema. The response of the Baruch Shem Kabod Malkuto Le Olam Waed. Now, there's a beautiful Agadah, and the Agadah or Haggadah are like narratives, like Haggadot, you know, like they are narratives, like plains, different things, like the origins of the response and the tradition of it, of saying it quietly. There's a tradition of saying the response quietly. Right, not so much. Some say at one time maybe it was more out loud in the temple, but after the temple's destruction, there was more like a humble response of saying it quietly, almost like a personal prayer, right, or Krei Deu, right? The Agadah ascribes it to the patriarch Jacob, Yaakov, also known as Yisrael, Israel, who gasped this response, it is said, on his deathbed, when he was assured by his 12 sons who were then gathered about him, that they too, amen, ma'amen, they amen, they admitted as true, they credited in Yahweh Echad, right, in he who be, who he be, the one, and that they would carry on, right, the true faith, the emuna, the admittance, the credit. Right, it is said quietly to symbolize, some say, Yaakov, Jacob's having said it quietly out of, you know, that weakness, you know, of the old man at that time. One should also take note of three small words that always appear in most of the written you know, prayer books, the order, the Siddur, just before the Shema. So if we look in some of the Siddurs, even some of the ancient, you know, the older manuscripts, there's always these three words. And these three words are El Melech Ne'eman. El Melech Ne'eman. El Melech Ne'eman, which can be translated as God, El, the power, Melech, King, Ne'eman, Ne'eman, Namin, Ne'eman, Ne'eman, the faithful, right, the credit worthy, the faithful, right, the faithful Melech, according to Shabbat 119b. Now, these words are not said. So right before, you'll find the words El, Melech, Ne'eman, El, God, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the almighty, El Melech, King Ne'eman, faithful, a king who is credit worthy. These words are not said when one is praying, right, with a congregation. So according to tradition, they're not said when we have a kehillah, when we have church, or like we have a gathering, synagogue, a gathering together, you know, especially of more than 10, you know, Torah observant mind, right? They are said only when praying alone. The first letters of these three words is, in El, we have the Hebrew Aleph, right? In Melech, we have the Hebrew Mem, or some might enunciate as Mem, the letter M, Mem or Mem. And then we have the last of the three, right? We have is Nun, or the N. Some might enunciate as Non. Some dialects say Non, some dialects say Nun. Right? These three letters, Aleph, Mem, and Nun, they spell out the Hebrew words Amen, Amen. The reason for adding these three words, it is said to the Shema, is to bring the number of words in HaShema up to 248. Now, here there's an interesting mathematical connection with the Torah, both the text, you know, and other connections like this. Right, so these three words in the Hebrew, Aleph, Mem, and Nun, right, are said to be added, right, these three words to the Shema to bring the numerical value, the mathematical and the numerical value of the word sound in the Shema up to 248. This is said to symbolize the proverbial 200, the Hebrew proverbial 248 parts of the human body, thus indicating that the worshipper livicates or dedicates his entire body to the service of Ha'ilahim, the Almighty. When praying with a congregation, it is the prayer leader, the one who is leading the prayer, who brings the number of words in HaShema up to the 248, the 248 numerical value. He does this by saying aloud the last two words of the Shema, Adonai Elohekem, or Yahweh Elohekem, with the first word in the next baraka. So there's like these 18 blessings that from such a time have been said, drawn from the scripts, right? We have the next blessing is Amet. Amet in the Hebrew means true. And it's a section that begins off by saying, true and faithful is it, you know, true and faithful. So he adds these Adonai Elohekem and the Amet beginning off the next baraka blessing. In this way, the conclusion of the Shema is made to parallel the verse in Jeremiah 10:10, where it says in the Hebrew, the Lord God is true, is truth, is reality. The Shema may be said somewhat more audibly than the Amidah. The Amidah is a standing prayer. I'm going to go through that after we come to a certain point, and we'll continue hopefully with this in the forward time. But the Shema, right, may be said somewhat more audibly than the Amidah, right, the words of the standing prayer. In prayer, which is said very quietly, we address ourselves to Ha'ilahim. You know, we go into the innermost of the innocence, right, to find the true
power, the almighty power of our life. And for him, we do not need to raise our voices, right? So therefore, when we then turn within to prayer, right, to the power within, we don't really need to raise our voices, you know what I mean? It is, in fact, a shortcoming, some say, when one is especially praying and praying privately. But HaShema is instructional. The Shema, therefore, is instructional. By saying it, we reaffirm. And we also teach ourselves the principle of the Yehudi Emuna, the Emnet, the credit. For this, one should clearly hear what one is saying. So according to the teaching, for this, one should clearly hear what one is saying. This comes from Berakot 15a. Now, in what has come to us in modern Judaism based on the ancient, right, you know, the ancient records that they also have incorporated into what is called Judaism. In Yehudi law, it requires a greater measure of kavana. They'll say kavana. They say kavana. Kavana is like saying concentration, kavana, when saying the first verse of the Shema. So there's a whole reason that says that you need a greater measure of kavana, right? Kavana. Afro-Shemitic, modern Hebrew, kavana. And the best way of bringing out the English is like kind of like concentration, focus, right? Saying the first verse of the Shema. The need for this higher degree of kavana has led to the custom of some people choosing to close one's eyes or covering them with one's hand when reciting it. This is said to eliminate every distraction and help one to concentrate, kavana, on the meaning, right? You know, Shema Yisrael, what does it mean when we say, what, hear, O Israel? This is one reason why we say this here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So it's interesting right here in the notes concerning the need for a higher degree of kavana, koana, or concentration. This is to eliminate every distraction and help one going within into the innermost of the innocence to concentrate, to focus on the meaning, right, on the word, sound, and the power of the meaning of what is being said. Now, the same one we mentioned earlier, one of the early leaders of the Great Assembly, Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, Judah the prince or the president, right, first set the example for the practice. First was said to have set the example. Ancient teaching says that when he covered his face with his hands, he would affirm the yoke of the divine rule. He would affirm. So when he would pray this and he would cover his face with his hands, this would be a way of affirming, making firm the yoke of the divine rule. Now, this is interesting because Rabbeinu Yeshua, right, to the Nazarene, Yehudim, he says something very interesting. He says, take my what? That yoke, just the sense of the yoke. In another way, it's like when it says yoga is a discipline, it's like yoga, but yoga has more to do with than just the bodily, you know, genuflections, but it has to do with a kind of a oneness, you know, of spirit, soul, and body. But let's not digress into that right here, right now. But unlike the Amida, which is a standing prayer that comes after, all rise to be able to stand, as Psalm 1 says, right? The righteous cannot stand in his presence, in the presence of the ark, you know, in the great assembly. Unlike the Amida, which must be said while standing, the Shema may be said while standing or sitting. Just some interesting notes, right? It can be said if one is sitting or standing. For a long time, many of the Yehudim, many of the Judahites of the Eretz Yisrael, those Yehudi that were in the land, right, of Israel, they stood up for the Shema. For what reason? A, because of its importance, and B, because it was an act of witnessing Ha'elohim, the Elohim, because also they were testifying as they were standing within the courts of the temple. So we're saying like in that early period of time when the temple was standing, you know, and therefore in the Yehudi, the Judaic, you know, the tribe of Judah, holy courts, right? It was done while standing, especially with the temple standing, you know, one would stand. But in the 9th century, later on, it is said like in the 9th century in Babylonia, right, during the days of what they call the Amram Gaon, right, there were the Karaites. The Karaites are interesting Yehudi. They believe more in a kind of a literal kind of interpretation, kind of reminds you a little bit about the Sadducees were a little bit like that as well. But the Karaites, Kara means to call, to recite, or to read. The Karaites, right, they exploited the widespread practice of standing for the Shema to demonstrate that only the Shema passages of HaTorah, of the Torah, and as you know, we have seen, heard, and studied the 10 words, the 10 commandments, Esaret HaDibarim, were important and of divine origin. So some of the literalists that were known as the Karaites, they became so literal about some things that they kind of, you know, insisted that, well, it's only the Shema that we stand for, and because these are the only ones we stand for, only those parts were of divine origin. But to disavow such views, right, most of the leaders, you know, then, or others who were Torah scholars, they ruled that the Shema be said while seated. So it became almost like a push and pull. You know, they were the literalists, right? And then the others say, well, we can sit, right? And so it has remained, right? Whether you sit or stand. Just a little reason in here about to conclude this part. If one has been standing throughout the prayer service, so the prayer service and we're in the gathering and we're standing, one may continue to stand for Hashemah, like while the praise and worship and we're getting ready for, you know, the praise and worship and the prayer ceremony, one would stand. But if we're already seated, you know, like one should not deliberately rise for it. So if, you know, if we just reason in and, you know, man say, yeah, Shema Yisrael, don't mean that we all stand up, you know, in that sense, right? It is customary for worshipers, right, wearing like a talit. The talit, Ethiopically, like a netala, right? We can say a talit or a prayer shawl, right, to gather the fringes at the four corners of the talit, right, the prayer shawl, before beginning the Shacharit Shema. Like, so in the morning, there's a custom and tradition when wearing the talit, the netala, the prayer shawl with the tzitzit, the fringes, to gather those four wings. They're also known as the wings, right? The wings in the sense of the, is like the wings of the morning in the psalm, and the fringes are also referred to in the Hebrew perspective as wings on that level. So they would gather those four corners of the four fringes, right, before beginning the Shacharit, the morning, the dawning Shema, and they will hold them in the left hand. But the hand that, you know, the tefillin, those who bound the tefillin, right, during the recitation. In the third paragraph of HaShema, when the word tzitzit, you know, the fringes, so there's a third reading that comes from, what was it, Numbers? Numbers chapter, let's bring this up right here. It was Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. That's the last or the third passage, paragraph of the Shema that refers to the tzitzits, the fringes. When this word is said three times, right, note that, three times, and also when HaShema is concluded with the word amet, with the word truth, reality, emet or amet, the fringes are said to be put to the lip. Some would put it to the lip and kiss it as a sign of affection for the mitzvah or the mitzvot, for the commandments right there. Just give one a kind of an overview, but there's a deeper level of this reasoning, a next level, and that's going into the meaning of the Shema, and also the berkot, the blessings that accompany the word sound and invocation for peace, prosperity, and increase of good
from the all good. So here, we're going to ride up right here for a brief Amidah. We have today's daily psalm here going into the Shabbat time, Psalm 60 as well. Shabbat Shalom. Senbet Salam.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So here we're going to the Amidah, but in English, right here, yes, sir.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord our God and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away, that your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Yes, 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 in your direction, instructions, yes, fine, we've beheld his return to Zion, even the African Zion. Speaks about that right there. Weep not, behold, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed. One of the favorite parts there, also another favorite part, a few favorite parts about the Amidah, you know, to crush, you know, crush, break, and subdue the enemies. Bless are you who crushes thy enemies. Reminds I and I of the creed, the credo, before writing the Psalms, chanted by the Habarim, the credo. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
And praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Yes, 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 here, the Kabbalah Shabbat Psalms right here, the Habarim, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the co-laborers, I and I brothers here, rising up the chants, hear these Psalms right here, here, here.
Psalm 95, O come, let us sing to the Lord, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth outrest. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arets, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the arets, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufu. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet, Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba shalom.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. In Slavia.
The whole place is due for help.
I was to give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name. Worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters. The voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters. The voice of Rastafari is full of power. The voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Anna, bekoach, we beg thee, I. Anna, Anna, bekoach. Gedulata yemin katir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata yemin katir zerura. Untangle our knotted fate. Aver Arina Da Amica. Accept your people, the high people's song. Aver Arina Da Amica. Zangaveid, Zangaveid, Zangaveid. Ahreinu. Nora, Nora, elevate and purify us. Sagaveid, 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 Tahreid, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamre, Barkhem, Tahare, Rahemi, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, Barkhem, Tahare, Rahemi, Sidkateka, Tamida, may your righteousness always reward, always reward always, them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yachida Ge'eh Le'ameka B'ne Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show atenu kavel, accept our cry. Show atenu kavel. Accept our cries. Ushma, Ushma, and hear our screams. Accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavir Ushma, Ushma, Ushaik Aden. Yodea Ta Elumot, O Noah of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea Ta Elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Vaed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, Ivan, Ivan, Ivan. We'll be right back.
Shabbat Shalom, send
that
shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat
Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat
Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send that shalom.
Yes, 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 the Lekar Dodi here, sealing up the Kabbalat Shabbat with the Lekar Dodi, welcoming the Sabbath, welcoming the bride. Yes,
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Welcoming the Sabbath, Lekar Dodi here on the Hey Baby, Hey Lady. Yes, sir. Sorry. Lekar Dodi.
Lekha Dodi, Dodi, Dodi. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Tala. Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greets. Lekha Dodi, Likrat Tala. Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lekha Dodi Likrati Atala Pnei Shabbati Nekapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa Echad Ushmo Echad Wa Hirubi Uyibi Jehovah Yihya Chaja Echad Ushmo Echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name. His name, His name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem Ulekitareta, Wetehila. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'kadodi l'krati ekala, Pnei Shabbati l'kavala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings divine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Atala, Bnei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the King, of the Nehuts, even Nehuts and the Gets. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to His grace. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekapala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, His glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes He vanquished, thy foes He vaunted, He humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom is bride. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekapala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive.
El Elohim, see, sweet, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekatotia, likaratia kala, penesha patia nikabala. We, I and I, greet the I, oh, Sabbath, oh, Shabbat, oh, Senbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I and I hail the I, rejoicing in common accord, we, I and I are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I and I welcome thy day, we, I and I welcome thy night. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in 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 unrighteousness in
מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון בכינור. ושמחתני אדוני בפועלך, במעשה ידיך ארנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. ותרם תרעם קרני, ולותי בשמן רענן, ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, בארז בלבנון יזגה, שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יביאו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולה תבוא.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Ready, ready, ready. So that was Psalm 92, Psalm 92, sealing up the sabbatical order here, the Shabbat Eve, preparing for the Shabbat day. Here we seal up with the Friday evening psalm. That psalm there was 92, psalm for the Sabbath day. And in the order we chant that psalm, Psalm 92, and then seal up with the Friday psalm. So stay tuned for the daily psalm reason, man. Here, 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 Psalm 92. Pause, pause, pause. I'm like when we do that. Psalm 93 right here, the Friday evening song. Yes, I, perfect storm, song.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Mizmor Tzad de Gimal. Adonai malach geut lavesh, lavesh Adonai oz hit azar, af tikon tevel baltimot. Nachon kisacha me'az me'olam ata. Nase'u neharot Adonai, nase'u neharot kolam, yis'u neharot dochyam. Nikolot mayim rabbim, adirim mishbere yam. אדיר במרום אדוני, עדותיך נאמנו מאוד, לביתך נאבה קודש, אדוני לאורך ימים.
مزمور زتنا هلت بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بسك أن يمسقنا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبر نملبسة اكزيابير حيل نلبسة حات تكم عالمن اندهتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمنا عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدر ربو ونزوش كالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر ربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል ቅድስና ይገባል
We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 60. It's interesting because Psalm 60, according to the royal order, appears here in the beginning of the ecclesiastical, the liturgical, the holy year. We just had Pesach, Passover season, three of the seven appointments, and also in the seal up in Sukkot. So here we'd like to share, kind of go through a verse by verse right here of today's daily psalm. But first, a little dubwise, the Hebrew and the English. Yeah.
Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end.
מזמור סמך למנצח על שושן עדות מכתם לדוד ללמד והצותו את ארם נהריים ואת ארם צובה וישוב יואב ויח את אדום בגי מלח
שנים עשר אלף. אלוהים זנחתנו פרצתנו, ענפת תשובב לנו. הרעשת ארץ וצמת, רפה שבריה חימת. הראית עמך קשה, השקיטנו יין תרעלה. נתת לרעך נס להתנוסס מפני קושת סלע. למען יחלצון ידידיך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחלקה שכם, ועמק סוכות המדד. לי גלעד ולי מנשה, ואפרים מעוז ראשי, יהודה מחוקקי. מואב סיר רחתי, על אדום אשליך מעלי, עליי פלשת התרועי. מי יובילני עיר מצור, מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אתה אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. אהבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרנו, 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 צרנו.
Yes, 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 the English there and the Hebrew. I'm open to the Hebrew here. Today's daily psalm in the shadow of defeat. Psalm 60 appearing in the beginning of the seasons and dealing with the harvest. But here, let's ride out right now. Mizmor, Mizmor Samech, Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LX, Mizmor Samech. La Menatzeach, Al Shushan Edut, Mikhtam Le David Le Lamed, Behatzoto Eharama, 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 Eharama. Mizmor, Mizmor Samech, Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LX, Mizmor Samech. La Menatzeach, Al Shushan Edut, Mikhtam Le David Le Lamed. בהצעותו את הרמה נחראים ואת הרמה הצובה. וישב יואב ויק את אדום בגי מלאך. שנים עשר אלף. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer. למנצח, for the מנצח. למנצח על שושן עדות. Up on, upon. שושן עדות. Upon the lily of testimony. על שושן עדות. On the shofar. On the lily, the trumpet of witness, lily of the testimony, trumpet of witness, la menatzeach al shushan edut, miktam le David, miktam le David, a miktam, golden composition, le of David, of David, le lamed, lamed, teach, le lamed, to teach, to instruct, to teach, le lamed, la menatzeach al shushan edut, a miktam le David, le lamed. בהצעותו ואת הרם נהרעימה ואת הרם הצובה וישב יואבה ויק את אדום בגיע מלאך שנים עשר אלף. When he strove, בהצעותו, when he set fire to, when he strove, בהצעותו את הרם נהרעים. When he strove with Aram, exalted Naharaim, the exalted rivers, the Aram of the rivers, a.k.a. Mesopotamia, called Mesopotamia, but here, Hebraically, Aram, Aram, exalted Aram, Naharaim, the rivers, Mesopotamia. Behatzoto et Aram, Naharaim, et Aram, Tzova, Aram, Tzova, Aram, Tzova, Aram, Tzova. Exalted, exalted conflict, Aram of conflict. We could have even the Tzeba, Tzeba, like host here, within the sense of context. But here we have Aram, Aram, Naharaim, and with Aram, Zobah. Behatzoto et Aram, Naharaim, et Aram, Zobah. Vayashaba, Yoaba, Vayaka, et Edoma, Begir, Melacha, Shinim, Asar, Aleph. And Joab, and Eob, Yoab, Vayashab, 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 here, Vayashab, and Yashab, and he turned, returned, shuv, shuv, and he turned, Vayashab, Yoav, and Joab returned. Vayashav, Yoav, Joab returned. Vayak, Wayak, Wayak, and smote. Wayak, smote et Edom, smote Edom. Wayak et Edom, Abigir, Melach, Begir, in the valley. Smote Edom, Begir, in the valley, Melach, Melach, in the valley of salt. Begir, Melach, Shenem, Shenem, Shenem. Here, 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 we have the two, right? The twos, right? Two, to imply two, Asar, right? Asar, ten, right? Two, ten, right? In the sense here, the two and ten is 12. 12, Aleph, 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 12,000. Shenem, Asar, Aleph. Laminatziach, Allah Shushana Eduta Mikhtam Le Dawida Le Lamed, Behatzoto et Aram Naharaim, Wet Aramat Soba, Wayashaba Yoab, Wayak et Edom, Begir Melach, Shenem Asar Aleph. So here, Hebraically, these are the first Aleph and the Beit verses here in the Hebrew Sefer Tehillim. These are the first two verses, often as a superscription. So here, the Gamel verse, the third verse, which usually in most KJV and other versions, translations, will be the first verse. But those two verses, the two verses right there for the chief musician upon Shushan Edut, a miktam of David to teach when he strove with Aram Naharaim and with Aram Zobah, and Joab returned and smote of Edom in the Valley of Salt, 12,000 is very important contextually here, today's daily psalm, in the shadow of defeat. Laminat tziach al Shushan Edut, a miktam le David le lameid, behatzoto et Aram Naharaim ve et Aram Azova, vayashava Yoava vayaka et Edom abigir melach, shenem asar aleph. So we have here is a time in Iowa of national humiliation that's mirrored in this composition, Mizmor Samek. In the midst of a campaign, the army had suffered a reverse. Ainai army has suffered a reverse. The psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the intonation, the evocation, it reveals the humbled mood of Ha'am, of Jah people, of Amo Yisrael, hoping that Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, the Almighty Power, would retrieve their fortunes and turn Ainai defeat into victory, into Yeshua and Yeshuot. The title points to the Edomite war in that David was engaged. And a particular incident here is singled out that, however, tells of success rather than failure. The psalm, the Mizmor Samech, Psalm 60, Psalm LX, was no doubt composed immediately before this here exploit that turned the scales. Right here, today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malachiah Tzedek, Mizmor Samek. So we have, once again, the superscription. To put in context today's daily psalm, Laminat Iach al Shushana Edut Mikhtam Le Dawit Le Lamed, Behatzoto Et Aram Naharai, Ve Et Aram Atzoba, Vayashav Yoab, Vayak Et Edom, Begir Melach, Shenem Asar Aleph. Here, the Gamel verse. Elohim Azenachtano Feratano, Anafta tishovev lanu, O Elohim, Elohim, zenachtanu, zenachtanu. The eye has cast I and I us off, has cast us off. Zenachtanu, feratanu, and has broken, ferat, has broken I and I down. Literally here, the Hebrew, feratanu, the eye has made a breach in us so that we are exposed to the assaults of the attackers. Elohim, zenachtanu, feratanu, anafta, tishobev lanu, thou hast been angry, anafta, anafta, tishobev, restore, right, sense of turning, right, turning, restoring, tishobev lanu, my, us, I and I. Turn, return, restoring I and I, restoring us. Elohim zenachtanu feratanu, anafta tishobev lanu, hir ashta eretza petzamtaha, refa shivareha ki matah, thou hast made the land to shake, thou hast cleft it, mo better, thou hast cleft her, hir ashta eretz, has shaken, thou has made the land to shake, to quake, to shake. Hir ashta eret pitz amtaha, thou has cleft her, thou has caused the land, her, she, to shake. Pitz amtaha, thou has cleft, thou has split. thou hast split her. Here ashtah eretza pitzamtaha refah shivareha kiyamatah. Heal the breaches thereof, for it tottereth, or more better, refah, refah, heal, refah. Shibareha, 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 her breaches. Shivareha, shibareha, her shabar, her brokenness, her breaches. Right? Ki, for, matah, ki matah, ki matah, for she's shaking, she's tottering. She's shaking, the earth is shaking, the earth is tottering. Here ashtah areta pitzamtaha refa shibareha kimatah. Hirita amcha asha hisha kitanu yayina tarela. Thou hast made thy people, the I people, to see hard things. Thou, the I, hast made us, I and I, to drink the wine of staggering. Hear. Hirita, hirita, causing the eye, male causing eye and eye to see. Hirita, 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 amcha, amika, 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 the eye people, the eye male people, amika, hirita, amika, kasha, 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 hard things, kasha, kasha, say hard things, right, hard things you have caused us to see. Hirita, amcha, kasha, hishakitanu yayin ta'ela. Thou hast made I and I to drink. Thou hast made I and I to drink. Hishikitano, hishikitano. Making I and I to drink. Hishikitano, yayin, yayin, yayin. Wine, the wine, wine. Mamrinya, we have yayin, yayin. The wine, tarela, tarela, tarela. The wine of staggering, the wine of staggering. Here, very prophetic verse here, Yeshaya, Isaiah 51 and 17, as well as verse 22, Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 15, where this is defined as the cup. This cup here is the cup of my fury. As a person is overcome by drink and reels like to and fro in his stupefaction, so the nation, having been made to drain the cup, the chalice of his displeasure, staggers helplessly. Hirita amkak asha hishakitanu yayin tarela. Natata lirekha neisa lehita noseisa mipeneya koshet sela. Thou, the eye, has given a banner to them that fear, that respect, that reverence thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Natata, 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 the eye giving, natata, lireka, 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 to those who fear, who reverence, respect the ka, the eye male, nace, nace, a banner, like a flag, a banner, nace, lehita noseis, nace, lehita noseis, a banner, that it may be bannered, almost like a flag, right? That which the wave and display, right? The flag, the nace, so that it may be lehita noseis, right? That may be displayed, right? That may be displayed, mipene, 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 from the face, from the presence, like before the face, the present, koshet, koshet. Koshet is an interesting expression right here, the koshet, right? The koshet right here. Here is brought out as truth, right? Mipene, koshet, selah. So a banner to them that reverence thee. In the disillumination of darkness of the nations, Ionai's humiliation, the psalmist and Ionai here perceives a ray of hope, of tikva, of tesva, of expectation, by reflecting up on the past. Hailahim had summoned Yisrael Yasharala, who acknowledged his sovereignty to his service. So Ha'el Hailahim had summoned Ionai Yisrael Yasharala, who acknowledge his sovereignty to his service, to his service, and so, to speak, presented them with the banner of his cause, even the banner of salvation, that they, I and I and we, were to hold it aloft, right, in the air, fly it, for the purpose of guiding other peoples to his truth. Natata li reka, neisa lehita noseisa, mipeneya kosheta, Selah, Selah forever. pause, the Psalm right here. So here, this section right here, the first section, first verses, bringing out the national disaster. Here we move into the verses of the hope, the expectation of victory, of Yeshua, victory, salvation, Yeshuot, victories, salvations in Ha'el, Ha'el's assurance, in his assurance. Here, Hebraically, with Zayn, the seventh verse, so check the numbering, right, in the translations. Here we have Le Ma'an, Ye Chalzona Yidideka, Hoshi'a Yeminecha, Wa Enenu, Wa Eneni, Wa Enenu. So here we have a little Kere Ketib, right, but first it says, that thy beloved, Yidideka, Yidideka, thy beloved, Wadada yididika, wadada yididika. Thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. So here the kere, wa eneni, va eneni, va eneni, wa eneni, answer me. But here in the kati, what is written is pointed as wa enenu, va enenu, and answer I and I, and answer us. But here, lima'an, so that, lima'an, ye chalzun, ye chalzun. Chalzun, yechalzun. Here from the natzam, the sense of delivered, but in the Hebrew sense is like snatched, right? Lema'an, to natzal. Here in the yechalzun, right, that they might be snatched, in the sense of delivered, snatched out of the way of danger. Lema'an, yechalzun, yedideka, yedideka. The eyes, yadada, yadada, but the yedideka, the eyes, beloved one, Hoshi'a, Hoshi'a, save, give Yeshua, give victory, give salvation, Hoshi'a, Hoshi'a, Yeminecha, Yeminecha, thy right hand, save, thy right hand, save, the implication is with thy right hand, but directly in the Hebrew, save thy right hand, Hoshi'a, Yeminecha, wa enenu, and answer us, wa eneni, and answer me. Elohim dibera bir kadisho, Elza, Ahalka Shekem, we Amek Asukota Amaded. Elohim spoke in his holiness that I would exalt, that I would divide Shechem and meet out the valley of Sukkot. Elohim dibera bir kadisho, Elza, Elza, I will exalt, Elza, 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 I will exalt Elohim, the power, Diber, Diber, the powers he spoke, Bik Adisho, in his set apartness, Elza, Elza, I will exalt Achalka, I will divide, like portion out, Echalka, Echalka, to portion, to divide, Shechem, 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 divide Shechem, ve'emek, and the emek is like is another kind of like a deep type of valley, the emek, Sukkot, Sukkot, so even here, even within the season of Sukkot tabernacles, this connection here, the valley of Sukkot, to ve'emek, Sukkot, ve'emek, Sukkota, amaded, 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 and to meet, right, to meet out, to measure out. So what do we have here? Here, the remainder of today's psalm, Mizmor Samech, the remainder of the psalm, it occurs again as the second half of Psalm CVIII, of Psalm 108. So here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 60, Mizmor Samech, from these verses here forward, the remainder of the Mizmor, of the chant, it occurs again as the second half of Psalm 108, Psalm CVIII. We have Elohim spoke in his holiness, his set apartness. Elohim diber bikadisho. He made a promise, a yea, yea, and amen, amen. The guarantee being his attribute. What's the guarantee on this yea, yea, and this amen, amen? Is he who be who he be? Is his kedusha, my kedisana, the attribute of holiness that rules out any possibility of the yea, yea, and the amen, amen, the pledge remaining unfulfilled. Elsewhere, Elohim is said to swear by his holiness, by his set apartness, right, his oneness. So here we have even Psalm LXXXIX and 36. Here we have Psalm 89, verse 36, as well as Amos chapter 4, verse 2, to bring out this sense of Elohim. Diber bikad sho. Elohim diber spoke be in kadisho in his set apartness. And what did he speak? Elza. What's Elza? That I would exalt. Now, this translation understands, some here say the translation would understand Elza, right? I will exalt as being spoken the I here to be Dawi. So some bring out, now in the KJV it says, I will rejoice. We have, I will rejoice, right? I will rejoice. This is from Allah's. Allah's is to exalt, in the sense exalt, rejoice, to triumph, right? In its primitive root sense, it brings out the sense of to jump for joy, that is exalt, right? Translatively, this Allah's, the Allah's in Elza, Elohim, Diber, Vikadisho, Elza, I will rejoice, I will jump for joy, I will exalt. Bringing out the translation to understand the I being spoken of here, right, to be Dawi. And there is nothing corresponding to many of the translative senses that we have in some translations that. Instead we have the I will rejoice, I will exalt, right, within the Hebrew sense. I will exalt, right? So the verbs here is like, I will exalt, right? I will divide, right? And bringing out the sense of meeting out. It is I that, with the subject being here, Elohim, Ha'el, Ha'ilahim. In this sense, the verse, it continues the poets and the authors, the psalm writers' reflection up on the past. He and I recalls the time, the Iowa, when Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, was Yisrael's, Yasharala's ally in the conquest of the Kana'anu, of the Canaan, picturing him, Ha'ilahim, as the leader of the army, Yahuwah Tzavaot, of the Tzava, the Tzavaot, of the army, who assures, he who be, is he who assures Ha'am, the people, Jah people's victory, I Yeshua, and Yeshua, telling I will exalt in the overthrow of the enemy, and I will apportion his land to you, to y'all. This is the point coming out in this verse right here. Elohim diberra b'kadisho, elza achalka shekhem, ve'emek asukot amadeid, right? I will exalt, right? I will divide Shechem and meet out the valley, right? Amadeid, meeting out the valley with emek asukot, ve'emek asukota amadeid, Shechem, representing the territory west of the Yarden, of the Jordan, and Sukkot. We have the place Sukkot, and also we have the seventh of the appointed Mo'edei Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, Sukkot, right? Booth, tabernacles, huts. But the place Sukkot, right? The land on the east side of the Yarden. Here, we have the next verse. Li Gilada, Vili Manashe, Ve'Ephraim, Ma'oza Roshi, Yehuda me Chokaki. Here we have Gilead, Li, for me, mine, Gilead, Gilead is mine, Wilia Manasseh, and Manasseh is mine. The order in the Hebrew is for me, mine, Li, Gilead, mine, Gilead, Wili, and for me, and mine, Manasseh. Gilead, in the land of Bashan, that was inhabited by part of the tribe of Manasseh, Ve'Ephraim ma'oz roshi, and Ephraim, here it says, and Ephraim, we're Ephraim, and Ephraim, ma'oz is defense, but it's also like a strong place, oz, we have oz, uzi, like my power, but here, like a defense, like a strong place is a ma'oz. With Ephraim, Ma'oz, Roshi, Rase, my head, my head, Rase. And Ephraim also is a defense of my head. With Ephraim, Ma'oz, Roshi, Ephraim. Yehuda, here it says Yehuda, Mechokaki. Judah, Yehuda is my scepter. Yehuda, Mechokaki. So we have Ephraim and Yehuda. They were the two most powerful tribes in the territory of the Kana'anu Anu, of the Canaan, of the African Night Lands. The two strongest, most powerful of Yasharala, Yisrael's tribes, was Ephraim and Yehuda. Now, the former, speaking of Ephraim, Ephraim was a particularly warlike tribe, Ephraim. This is described as the main defense of the whole country when looking at, you know, the Levant and some of those regions from the northern perspective where Ephraim, and also Ephraim is symbolic of the 10 tribes as well. So Ephraim is another way of saying the 10 tribes, right? So we have the north, the 10 tribes in the north, and then we have Yehuda, we have Judah in the south. And therefore, because it was in the northern part of the country, right, the northern, like I said, the northeastern part of the country, right, this was the main defense, seen as the main defense of the whole country, being to it the protection, that a helmet, like a helmet, is to a warrior's rosh, head. This is why it says, Ephraim, ma'oz roshi, ma'oz roshi, the defense, ma'oz roshi, the defense of my head, Yehuda mechokaki. What's a mechokaki? Mechokaki. What's a mechokaki? Mechokaki come from chakak. Chakak, what's interesting about the mechokaki is the chakak link. The chakak link, where we have the chak and the chok, right? Chok, hek, shaus, chok, right? And there we have the link with the chuk and the chukat and the chuki and the statutes, as we went over before, right? Within the Torah readings and feedings, sabbatical studies, and the Rastafari Yeshiva, that's from the ancient chakak, which means to cut out, decree, to inscribe, to set, to engrave. So here we're going back to the ancient, right, the ancient, we would call it the ancient engravings, right, from the most primitive time. Remember, ancient mythology was just primitive sociology. So what we get in the ancient mythology, a lot of people don't understand, but was a testimony of primitive sociology. So there were certain types, right, that still make sense today, even though we have become, hopefully, more spiritually, psycho-spiritually, and Jahweh, truth, and life evolve. But there was these ancient, the hukim, the statutes, goes back to the ancient carvings and the ancient engravings, because even the root chakak. But now here, in the sense of Mechokaki, that's brought out as scepter, where it says, Judah, Yehuda, is my scepter. This alludes to Abinu Yaakov, Jacob, our father, Abinu Yaakov, his baraka, his blessing in Bereshit, in Genesis 49 and 10. The scepter, right, the Mechok, right, the scepter is the emblem of ruling power. So remember, the Mechokaki come from Chakak. Chakak, from the primitive ancient sense, right, the Ethos-Semitic sense, properly means to hack. It means to hack in the sense of to engrave. But then when you look in Judges chapter 5, verse 14, it's to be a scribe, right, because in the ancient times, much of what was scribed for even future generations was hacked or was engraved. As it says, it's written in stone, or they say it's not written in stone. So the link with the chakak is to be a scribe. And we have Judges chapter 5, verse 14, where it says, out of Ephraim, there was a root of them against Amalek. After thee, Benjamin, among thy people, out of Machir came down governors. Governors came down. The governors were, this is the link to the Chakak here, right, were governors. And out of Zebulun, right, Zebulun, they that handle the pen. What? Those who handle the pen. Who? Zebulun. They that handle the pen of the writer. The pen of the writer. So just making this connection here with this important aspect of today's daily psalm, where it speaks about Ephraim, also the defense of my head, the Ephraim, Ma'oz Roshi, and Yehuda is my scepter, Yehuda Mechokaki, the connection of the Chakak, right, to engrave, linked with the root of the Mechokaki. So here, the full of this verse right here, the Judges chapter 5, verse 14, right, it says, Mini, right, it says, Mini Ephraim Sharsham Ba'emalek Acharekha Binyamin Benjamin Ba'emamecha Ba'amamecha. Interesting right there how it says among your peoples. It's an interesting conjugation of peoples, not just Amin, but Ba'emamecha, Mini, Makir, Yardua, Mechokaki. You see the word right there? Mechokaki, the plural sense, Mechokaki, right? Those, here it translates as the leaders, or here it translates as the governors. But then we get back to the root, is Chakak, which has much in common with the chok, right, the statutes, the chukim, the ordinances, right, and the chakak, right, the engravings, right? And then it goes on right here. It says, "Ooh, me Zebulun, ooh, me na Zebulun, Zebulun from Zebulun, right? Moshkim, Moshkim, de Shevet Sofer." This is interesting. It says, those that handle the staff, one interpretation, the staff of office, the staff, the Shevet, the Shevet, Shevet, the Shevet, this Shevet, it says, Moshkim, Moshkim. What is the Moshkim? The Moshkim come from the Mashak, Mashak. What does Mashak mean? Mashak, BDB brings it out very good. It's the H4900. It says to draw, to drag, to seize. In the Kyle sense, it's to draw. And to lift out, to drag along, to drag, to lead off, to draw down, to draw. But to draw in this sense, like, it also can be to draw the bow, right? To draw the bow. It also means to march and to proceed. The mashak, right? To draw out, to give out a sound, to draw out a sound, right? To draw out, to prolong, to continue, right? Interesting how this word mashak, right, is also used elsewhere in Hebrew, even marred in Hebrew, to trail seed and sowing. When you make a line, that seed and sowing, you're making that trail, to cheer, to draw, to attract, to gratify, right? But then in the pu'al sense, it can be to draw out, to be postponed, to be deferred, right? But then another aspect of it is to be tall. But for our purposes here, we first have to look at the primitive, the Ethiosemitic, Shemitic, the root right here, to draw in a great variety of apps, including to sow, like to sow seed, to sow sound, word, sound, power, to prolong, to develop, to march, to remove, to delay, to be tall, right? So here, in this sense, we're just looking at the root where it says Moshkim. So from the Mashak, these are the Moshkim. So how does the translators translate this right here? Those who handle the martial staff. One translation brings out the Moshkim, right, as those who handle the martial staff came out of Zebulun. That brings out one aspect but seems to cover up another aspect. Another translation, the New Hebrew NHEB from the Hebrew, says, and out of Zebulun, those that handle the staff of office. Because it says the staff of office, that brings something interesting into light based on what we're able to see here in the Hebrew, the Moshkim, b'shevet asofer. So literally the Moshkim, let's say the marshals, right, b'shevet, in the tribe, Sophia, like the Sefer, Sophia is the scribe, right? The writer, the scribe from Safar. Safar is to count, to recount, to relate, to count, to number, right? To number, to rehearse, the enumerators, like a muster officer, an officer who takes that number, the secretary, the scribe, right? Like a learned man, a scribe, the connection right here, right? Now, we're zooming in on this because of the Yehuda connection of Yehuda Mechokaki. So even what we know today from yesterday concerning even the Israelites been preserved amongst the Yehuda, the tribe, if you know this, the lion of the tribe of Judah, and even among the Yehudim, black and white and otherwise, that which has been preserved because Yasharalo, Yisrael, Ephraim, and northern tribes, in a sense, they got vunked out on a level. But it was Yehuda that remained, right? So it says, the scepter will not depart, right? And then we have also Epistle to the Hebrews, right? Our Lord sprang out of the tribe of Yehuda. So here when he says Mechokaki, you might think in the sense of just that ruling sense, right? Bamarinya says, Yehuda Neguseno, Neguse is my king. But the Hebrew groundation, as His Majesty says, that the Hebrew, you know, the Hebrew, the Meseretawi Kwankwa, the foundational language, the Hebrew. Looking at the Hebrew, we get the inner application sense because the scribe is the one who scores, to score, to mark, to tally, to record, the one who inscribes, the one who enumerates, the one who recounts. So when he says here that Yehuda Mechokaki, what am I seeking to say here? That most of what we know of the Israelites has been preserved because of the tribe of Yehuda. The tribe of Yehuda, right? We're talking about the ethnic Israel and also amongst the, we could say, religious or Torah observant Israel, black, white, and otherwise. And, of course, amongst the lion of the tribe of Judah and the Israelites of Ethiopia. Let's also note that there for the record. But that's all through Yehuda. Remember what Robenu, Yeshua said, right? He says, ye worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of Yehuda, of the Yehudim, the Yedim, of the Judahites. So the link, really, is because of that record, that scroll, right, and all the ancient scrolls that we have, whether we say Torah, Mishnah, Gemara, or even Talmud, right? There's more than one kind of Talmud, don't you know, right? It's a teaching. It's an operative word. Give us the teaching of His Majesty, the good, right, and the beautiful, and what ones might consider to be the bad and ugly. Some things in Torah to some people might be considered bad and ugly. That's your personal opinion, right? But give us the teaching of His Majesty. But here, the Mechokaki, just to make the link with the Mechokaki, right? We can see in this verse here from Judges, Shoftim 5 and 14, Here in the KJV, it brings it out, and out of Zebulun, they that handle the pen of the writer. Now, there's not a word there for pen. The word there for pen is the shebet. Shebet is usually the word for the rod, the staff, or a branch, an offshoot, a club, a spear. But also we say shebet to refer to the tribes. The shebet is like the rod, the staff, the shaft. It could be the shaft of a spear. The shaft of a dart is a shebet. The club, a shepherd's instrument, implement, that the shepherd's rod is that club. That's also a shebet. A truncheon, a scepter, like a mark of authority of a clan or a tribe is also a shebet. Now, shebet comes from the idea in the ancient Ethiopic to branch off, like a skion, right? That is literally a stick. It's a stick for punishing. It's a stick for writing. It's a stick for fighting. It's a stick for ruling. It's a stick for walking, right? In a figurative sense, the shebet is the clan. Now, use this word is brought out in the King James Version translations as correct, correction, right? Like the rod of correction, that sense there, or a dart, a rod, a scepter, a staff, or a tribe. But here is being brought out as pen. Mm-hmm. It's being brought out as pen. Now, because it's being brought out as pen, it makes I and I just want to look up just one thing right here when it talks about the pen of a ready writer, the coronation psalm, right? The pen, right, of a ready writer. Right, let's go to this right here, and let's see if it's the same word that is used here. Here is the et, the eight, eight. Eight is another word used, the literal, more better, directly. Generally speaking, the ancient times know that the shebet can also be transferred to a pen because the one who was in charge of a tribe for us as Hebrews, right, literacy was very important. This is why His Imperial Majesty, one of the first things he set into motion upon the throne was a literacy campaign, right, the literacy sarawit, a campaign, host, an army to make our people literate because that's important in the covenant. Otherwise, Robeinu Yeshua HaNotri would not say, have you not read? Right? When we have to write these things on the doorposts, right? You know, the post and the lintel, right, of our house, right? And also to write it upon our heart. So we must be able to read it. But the literal, more better, is the eight. We have the eight that's found in Psalm 45. The stylus, right? The stylus, like a reed. It's like a reed-like pen used on a roll, right? Also, the eight can be an iron, like made out of iron. So what we have is before the Iron Age and after the Iron Age. That's why the two uses of the two words that we find in the psalm for pen might be different in the Hebrew because it's contextually according to the time. So before the Iron Age, right, that would have been more the eight could have also been, but bringing out the iron sense, the use of the iron stylus with the diamond tip. See, it was the iron stylus that was used with the diamond tip, right, to write on stone or metal. But we should not think that before the Iron Age, that's when iron became popular. But there were ones and ones who knew how to smelt iron even before. But this was limited to certain orders, certain priests, certain ones. And no doubt also in ancient Mitzrayim, right, in Samay and Tawi, right, in the two lands, they understood this as well. But it wasn't so popularized. One reason why they say they don't find these things is because sometimes they don't want you to know they found these things. Because you think that way, if they knew these things back then, you would start to think a little more different. You might even start to think a little more freer. But here, the scepter, Mechokuki. So we have Genesis chapter 49 and 10. Right, so the scepter is the emblem of ruling power. Right, so it's not just the scepter just having the stick or this rod, the staff, but it's also the writing power. That's what we want to bring out. It's that power of writing. Right, as we spoke about the eight and we talk about the shebet. Right, how the shebet had different applications. You know, the shebet. Now the shebet is. We'll touch on that as we have touched on that. But here for Yehuda, this verse right here, Judas, right? Yehuda's capital, Yerushalayim. Even new, at the city to Jerusalem, is a seat of government, is a seat of the Malkut, the Mamlakat, right, the Malkut, the Mengis, the seat of the government is located. Now, in the Hebrew, verses 9f, where it says mine, right, and my, right, it refers to Hailahim. So here, Li Gilada, William Menashe. We Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi, Yehuda Mechokuki. So we have Gilead. Gilead is Li. Gilead is mine. With Li Menashe and Manasseh is mine. That mine and the my, right, where it says Mechokuki, Yehuda Mechokuki. So here, Hailahim is saying that of the tribes of Yisrael, all of them are his, but in particular is Yehuda. Right, so the mine and the my in this verse refers to Ha'el, Hailahim. Here. To the Asar verse right here, Moav Sira Rachzi, Ala Edom Ashlich Naali, Alai Pelesheta Hita Roi. Moab is my washpot. Up on Edom do I cast my shoe. Philistia, cry aloud because of me. Cry aloud because of I. Moab, sir rachsi. Moab, sir rachsi. Rachsi, rachsi. Rachsi, my rachat, rachat, like someplace I wash. Like a wash, sense is like a wash pot. Sir, right? Rachsi, like a pot in a sense for my washing. If Hilahim donated the lands named in the preceding verses to Yasharallah, to Yisrael, he likewise controlled, he managed the destiny of the countries here that's designated, and he decided that they should be reduced to an abject state. He decided to humble them, to bring them down. Moab had planned to destroy Yasharallah. Moab, right? Moab. Right, so like the Moors, many who say they are Moors, Moab, right? Yeah, they had planned to destroy Yisrael in Bamidbar, Numbers 22. But it will become like a basin, seer, right? In that the conqueror washes his feet. In other words, they are part of the family, but what sort of service? From ancient times, because of the hostility, they were degraded, right, to menial service. So we have this verse here, Moab, seer, rachsi. Moab is my wash pot. Moab, seer, rachsi. All Edom, Ashlich, Na'ali, up on Edom, all Edom, on Edom, upon Edom, all Edom, Ashlich, 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 to cast, to throw, to cast, Na'ali, 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 Na'ali is my shoe, Na'ali, my kicks, to say my shoe, right, so to speak, right, my shoe. I will cast, up on Edom do I cast my shoe, all Edom, Ashlich, Na'ali. Suppose, right, this is to be an allusion to the ancient Eastern or the Oriental custom of casting a shoe, right, Na'al, casting a shoe over a piece of land. So some say that this comes from an ancient tribe tradition in which one would cast a shoe, right, they would cast their shoe, cast a shoe, right, over a piece of land. And this means what? Well, it's a symbolic, right, a symbolic act of taking possession. To cast a shoe over a piece of land was a symbolic act of taking possession. It's interesting because in the East, also throwing a shoe at somebody is like a disrespect. But here, in another ancient Eastern, like the Afro-Asia, right, Ethio-Asia, you know, Ethio-Arabia, over in that particular region right there, yeah, Ethio-Arabia. But in the ancient East, the Orient, right, there was the custom, right, of casting a shoe over a piece of land as a symbolic act, right, of like a word picture, right, of taking possession. As an alternative translation to Edom or on Edom, all upon, all Edom, on Edom, like from above, the sense of like from above. This means that a master throws a shoe to his slave, right, or his servant to be cleaned. So will this people be treated with contempt, according to today's psalm. On either targum, either interpretation, targum, if this is the lowly status that's ordained for Edom, now, it's interesting because in Yehudi thought and Ninai thought, even from ancient times, even before the so-called first century, you know, A.D., Rome was considered in Yehudi and Judaic thought to be Edom. So this lowly status ordained to Edom by Ha'el, by Hilahim. How is it? So the psalmist pleads right here that he and Ninai and we is now, right, like under Edom. And that Edom now is ascendant. How are the Edomites? How is Esau and the Edomites ascendant? How is Rome, Red Rome, ascendant over Yasharallah, over Yisrael? This is the sense that's also brought out in today's daily psalm. So we have Al Edom Ashlik, Na'ali, Ashlik, I will throw, Na'ali, Na'ali, Ashlik, Na'ali, I will throw my shoe, Alai, Plesheta, Hitaroi, Alai, on I, Alai, Alai, on I. You know, it says on I, right? Right? Peleshet. Interesting because even the ancient Mitzrayim, right, at Kapita, ancient Egypt, referred to these same people, Peleshet. Right? Say Philistia, the Peleshet. Some say some of the sea peoples, so to speak, but Alai, Peleshet. Right? On I, Peleshet. Hitaroi. Hitaroi. What do we have here? Cry aloud. Right? The Hitaroi. KJV brings out triumph. And here we get Ruah. You know, the military, hoorah, hoorah, hoorah. That's where they got it from. It's ancient. Ru'ah. They may say hoorah, 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 hoorah. right? Ra, but here we say ruah, ruah, ruah. So they put the kind of the guttural on the first part, hurrah, hurrah. We put it on the end, ruah. But here we get the yom ha teruah, yom, the day of the trumpets, right? The day of trumpets, teruah. And then the teruah is also that blast, right? Of a different blast of the trumpet, right? Of the shofar, of the ram's horn, the ruah. It means to shout, to raise a sound, to cry out. Or with the shofar, like with a horn, to give a blast, right? To shout a war cry, hurrah, hurrah, or an alarm of battle, to sound a signal for war or to march, to shout in triumph over the enemy. So what's being said here? Alai pleshet hitaroi, 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 right? Cry out, shout, ring the alarm, to shout in applause also. Hitaroi. It's almost like saying, in a sense, applause for I, applause for I, applause for I. Right? Notice in the manifestation of these times, the King of Kings and that whole situation in Ethiopia, you know, or the Levant, the state of Israel, Palestine land, yeah? So hitaroi, to shout in applause, but to shout with also the religious, the really just impulse. So in Bamarinya and in the highlands of Ethiopia, the Israelite sense, that would be like the Ilta. It has a sense of the Ilta, Ilil. Ilil, right? But this is like the Ilil, sometimes maybe from the more of the feminine voices. The Laman, I and I can do it as well, but we have the hurrah, 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 right? Hitaro'i, hurrah. So on I, cry aloud, proclaim Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, proclaim the King of Kings, Ha'ilahim, as victor. So we can say even to the, say the Palestinians, proclaim the King of Kings as a victor, right? This is the context even in this time-space continuum. But here, just to seal this up, we have Moab, Sir Rachsi, Al-Edom, Ashlik, Na'ali, Alai Pileshet, Hita Ro'i, Mia Yovileini, Ira Matzor, Mia Nachani, Ad-Edom. Who will bring me, who will bring I into the fortified city? Who will lead me, lead I to Edom, to Edom? Me, Yobileini. Who's going to bring me? Me, Yobileini. Me, Yobileini. Who will lead, Yobelani, lead I, Ir, city, Matzor. City, Matzor. Matzor, to fortify, like a garrison city. Like a garrison city, a fortified city is a Ir, Matzor. Ir, Matzor, like a strong city, a fortified city. Me, Yobileini, Ir, Matzor. Who will bring me? Who's going to bring me into the Ir Matzor, into the fortified city? So here, Ha'ilahim's help essential. And these here closing verses of today's daily psalm, right? Who will bring I into the fortified city? Mia Nahani, Nahani, Nahani. Who will lead I? Ad Edom. The extreme difficulty of the task that had confronted Dawid, HaMelech, that confronted Negus, Dawit, is voiced here in this very verse. Edom. Edom was a strong. Edom. Right, Brother Edom was a strong foe, living in mountainous regions, high, that made an expedition going up, that Aliyah up, was hazardous. The fortified city here, Edom's capital was Petra, the place known as Petra, approached through, quote, the most magnificent gorge. In order to get to Petra, as you approach, you had to go through this very narrow and a difficult gorge, beyond all doubt. Right, that most have ever beheld. The rocks are almost precipitous. It's almost like if you fall, if you climb, it's just a very tight place. And if you're going through there and they got the setup already, they got that setup, you know what I mean? You're caught. You know what I mean? You're caught right there, right? In the gorge, right? In the gorge. Now, this also links with Obadiah, right? We have Obadiah. The third verse also brings out this sense right here. Forward, kadima, kadima, kadima. So after this verse here, which is a question, mi yovaleini ir matzor, iya nachani ad edom. Hallo ata Elohima zenachatanu, velo ateitzei Elohima bezivoteinu. Hast not thou, is it not the I? Hallo ata, is it not? Hallo, is it not? Is it not? Hast thou Ata, the I, is it not the I, male? Hello, Ata. Hello, Ata. Hello, hello, like, is it not? Hello, Ata. Elohim, Elohim, almighty power, Zenachtanu, 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 that has cast I and I off. So here, it's almost like returning, right, to the beginning, as we're sealing up the psalm. Is it not? So in answer to the questions, you know, Mia Yobileini, Ir Matzor, right? Hello, Ata, Elohim Znachtanu. Who will lead I into the fortified city? Is it not going to be the I, Elohim, Hailahim, right? The I who is the powers, the almighty powers, the I, Haloata, Elohim, the Nachtanu, right? Is it not going to be the I who has cast us off? You've cast us off, but you're going to lead us in. And thou goest not forth. And the I who doesn't go forth, v'lo teitzei, v'lo and not teitzei, teitzei, speaking directly to him, teitzei, who doesn't go out, right? Who doesn't go forward, right? And since who doesn't emanate, go out, exodus, out, going out, teitzei, Elohim, who does not goest forth, not, who not going forth, hailahim, the powers, be tzivoteinu, be, by way of Tzivoteinu, Tzivoteinu, Einai Tzava, Tzava, host, Abba, right, did Tzivoteinu, right, with our hosts, with our armies. So if this verse gives a true statement of the circumstances, then it were hopeless, right, to make an attempt, right? If you're not going to be with I and I, it's like what Dawid is bringing out this sense, you know? If you're not a man after Hailahim's own heart, if you're not going to be with us, then we don't really need to even go out if you're not going to be amongst our hosts. Right? That's why the next verse right here. Right? Just the verse 12 again. Hello ata Elohim Zanachtan. Velo teitz Elohim Bitzivotenu. Havala noa ezrata mitzara. Vitshava teshuat ata. Give I and I help against the adversary. For vain shav vishaw teshuat Adam. For vain is the help of Adam. But more better. For vain, right? For vain. First part of the verse. Give us. Haba. From Yahab. Havalanu. Martin Hebrew. Havalanu. Give, right? For us. For Ainai Lanu. Havalanu. Ezrat is help. Assistance. Ezrat. From the Ezra. Help. Assistance. Like, be I and I helper, give I and I help, me tsar, me from tsar, from narrow, tight stress and distress, from the adversaries, right, adversities, the foe, the enemy, the downpresser, the tsar, we have the tsar sense here, the tsar can be like a hard pebble, like a flint as well, in one sense. So in one sense, it's like a pebble, like a hard flint pebble, but the direct sense is like a narrow distress, constriction, but also it's speaking about the situations that the adversary brings, right, but also the adversary themselves. Havalanu ezrata mitzara, vishava teshuata adam, vishav, modern Hebrew, vishav, right, or ancient pointing, vishav teshuat adam, shav is emptiness, vanity, right, empty, nothingness, like there's nothing, like almost like a breath. Another way of almost bringing out the sense of hevel, another word used for vanity in the Hebrew. Emptiness, good for nothingness, right? Vanity, right? Emptiness of speech, like lying, worthlessness of conduct, right? The sense from this word is desolating, right? The sense from, it's like from the show, like to ravage, devastation, ruin, right? So the sense of the show is like uselessness, emptiness, vanity, like almost like say nothingness. Vishawa teshuat, right? Now the Yeshua, salvation in the feminine sense, it says teshuat, right? The not help, but the salvation. Here when it says the word help, it's from teshuat. Teshuat is salvation, deliverance, victory, usually, right, by Elohim, but through human agency. So when we get into even the Yeshua, the masculine, the feminine sense, here we have the teshuat, right? And this is salvation, victory, deliverance, usually by way of Elohim through human agency. And it's salvation also in the more theologically speaking, the spiritual or the figurative sense of salvation, right? But in warfare, right, teshuat can be the victory, right? The difference between life, you could say, and death, the victory. Vishawa teshuata adam, for vain, for emptiness, is the teshua, is the salvation, right, is the victory of Adam. For vain is the victory of Adam. To rely upon I and I as so-called mortal man, right, our own resources would be inadequate for the accomplishment of the task. This must be from Hailahim, the almighty power, and through Hailahim. This is what brings us here to the fulfillment verse. Once again, previous verse, Havalanu ezrata mitzara shawa teshuata adam. Belohim ana aseh chayela v'chu yavus tzareinu. Through Elohim, through the powers, almighty power, Belohim, Naaseh, Naaseh, Aina will do, Chayil, Naaseh, Chayil, Naaseh, Chayil, Naaseh, Chayil, Aina, we will do Chayil, Chayil, we will do Chayil, yes, Chayil, powerfully. Here they bring out the sense of valiantly from the Chayil, Chayil, the H2428 in the Hebrew, like with the Esau, other Esau, Shemitic languages. It's power, like Chayla. We said the Chayla Selassie, the power of the triunity. Here we have Chayil, Naaseh, Chayil, Velohim, Naaseh, Chayil, Velohim, Naaseh, Chayil, Velohim, Naaseh, Chayil, in Elohim, through Elohim. Strength, might, efficiency. Also, Chayil can mean wealth, or Chayil is like force, an army, like force, right? Whether this force, right, is of men, or whether the force or the power is of means, or whether the force, the chayil, is of other resources. So this word chayil, Hebraically, brings out strength and power, as with Amharic, as with Ethiopic, but also army. The sense of the army is the chayil. The wealth can be chayil. Virtue, valor, strength, right, is chayil. Like ability and activity is chayil. They say power, right, is the energy to do work, to get work accomplished. So Belohim, in the Elohim, Belohim, Naaseh Chayil, through Elohim, through the powers, only with his aid, and only through his Yeshua, his victory, salvation, right, in his aid, in his power, only victory is possible, and victory is certain. Belohim, Naaseh Chayil, Wehu Yabus, Arein, Wehu, and he, and who, Wehu Yabus, Wahu Yabus, Yabus. We have this also in Micah, the section for the Yom HaKippurim, in Micah chapter 7, verses 18, 19, and 20, where it says that he will subdue our iniquity, our moral perversities, avonenu, he will subdue them. In the Hebrew, there, it brings out the same verb root right here, the bus. Boost is like to tread down, to reject, to trample, to boost. Here it says, Wahu, and he, Yabus, and he will trample, trod down, where who, he, himself, and none other, Yabus, will trample, Sareinu, I and I adversaries, I and I stressors and distressors. He will tread them down, you know, like he will kick them down, he will beat them down, he will trod them down. Basically, it's trample, both in the literal sense, right, the letter, you could say, as well as the spirit, the figurative sense. He would tread them down underfoot. Who? I and I adversaries. So here, Belohim, Naaseh Chayil, Wahu Yabus, Sareinu. Yes. Shabbat Shalom on that verse right there. Through Hailahim, the almighty power, I and I shall do valiantly, powerfully. Naaseh, Chayil. So Chayil is Hebrew, yes? Naaseh Chayil. Wahu, and he himself, Yabus, Arein, will trod them down, trod on. Tried Babylon, tried Edom. Yes, sir. Rastafari. Shabbat Shalom. Semet Salam.